Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 405, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. 65 lady answered the telephone. I got them in a few minutes. I tried to get Mr. Frank again about 5 o'clock. Central said she rang and she couldn't get him. There was some blood on the girl's underclothes. Cross-examination. There was a wound on the left-hand side of the girl's head. The blood was dried up. It was wet right next to the skin. Lee said over the telephone that it was a white girl. It took us about 3 minutes to get to the factory from the police station, just as quick as the automobile could get us there. We got there inside of 5 minutes after I received his telephone message. Lee had a smoky lantern. You couldn't see very far with it. It was smoked up right smart. Lee said he had been to the closet and had his lantern sitting down there, and he looked over and saw the lady. He said he saw her while he was standing up. I said he couldn't see her. You could see the bulk of anything that far, but you couldn't tell that far whether it was a person. He told me when I first got him that he had his lantern sitting down right in front of him. The body was lying sort of cornered, and on the left side of the body I saw a number of tracks which lead from the body to the shaving room. There is an opening from the place where the body lay into the shaving room. I found a pencil down there. There are plenty of pencils and trash in the basement. The trash was all up next to the boiler. H.L. Perry, sworn in behalf of the state. I reported the statement of Lee to Mr. Frank before the coroner's jury. I have been a stenographer for 30 years and considered an expert. Cross-examination. 65. Newt Lee was asked the following questions and gave the